Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection. Chapter 30 of The Spiritual Combat, concerning the delusions of some who consider themselves on the way to perfection. The frustration of the enemy in his first and second attacks will not discourage him from trying again to bring about your ruin. He would have you unconscious of your actual vices and passions, filling your imagination with visions of chimerical perfection, which he knows you will never attain. Because of this subtle deception, we receive frequent and dangerous setbacks without giving much thought to means of countering them. Secret pride has seized upon these fanciful desires, mistaking the dream for the reality, and we rest in exalted notions of our own sanctity. Therefore, at the very time when the least contradiction or affront upsets us, we amuse ourselves with grandiose dreams of being ready to suffer the greatest torments or pains of purgatory itself for the love of God. Our deception consists in the tendency of our sensitive nature, serenely comfortable when sufferings are at a distance, boldly to compare itself with those stalwart souls who bear the greatest pains with unwearied patience. To avoid such a snare, we must fight the enemies at hand in a world of reality, rather than achieve meaningless victories in a self-created world of fancy. Then we shall see if our resolutions are cowardly or courageous, imaginary or real, and thus advance to perfection in the footsteps of the saints. We need not concern ourselves with those enemies who rarely molest us, unless we have reason to expect an attack from them, in which case we must be fortified with the soldier's resolve to conquer. But let us not mistake resolutions for victories. Even though we have made considerable progress in acts of virtue, true humility should accompany us with the ever-present memory of our weakness, bidding us put our confidence in God alone. Let us beseech Him to be our strength in the battle, our shield in danger, and our protection against presumption and confidence in our own abilities. This is our path to greatness and perfection, a path along which we may find many difficulties for our frail natures, that we may thereby be humbled and preserve the little reward our good work has already merited. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, Teacher of teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father Scupoli is very concerned about delusions that creep in once we begin to follow the Lord more closely. So he's talking tonight about the situation in which someone is no longer in a state of sin. They're no longer regularly in a state of mortal sin. They've been going along for a long time or a certain amount of time free of the enslavement of sin. And the devil can't use the first tactic of making you not even know that you're in a bad state. He can't use the second tactic, which is to delay your conversion, because you've already converted. But what he now does to try to get us to fall into our ruin is to make us unconscious, unaware of our real vices and passions, filling you with this chimerical perfection. A chimera is a kind of animal, imaginary animal in ancient times that kind of, I think it had like a lion's head and another goat's body and another animal. It was like a three-part animal that, you know, was not one thing or another. In other words, the devil wants you to think of yourself having some kind of amazing perfection of this or that gift, which he knows you're not going to attain that, but he pushes you toward to make you think, oh, I'm going to be the next saint this. You could be a saint, but it will be Saint Philip of Parkdale, wherever you live. It'll be a unique saint. A saint for this time, this era. But the devil wants us not to focus on our real faults, nor does he want us to focus on our real mission. He wants to deceive us. And he especially wants to deceive us by making us think that we're holier than we really are. He fills us with notions of our own sanctity. We start imagining that we're going to write some spiritual journal that someone's going to find one day and publish. We amuse ourselves that we're ready to suffer the things that the great saints have done. And Father Scupoli is saying, when we're in this state, when we're in the state of friendship with God, this is the time to fall back on those two main weapons of the spiritual combat: distrust of our own abilities and trust in God. And how do I know if I'm doing that? I need to ask myself, do I have an ever-present memory of my weakness? Do I regularly remember that I'm capable of all sin? Do I regularly remember that without his help, I can't do true supernatural good? And when I remember that, then I'm constantly urged to put my trust in God. I can't put my trust in myself, in my own strength. He's got to be my shield. He's got to be my strength. He's got to be my protection. And this is the true path. You're on the right path now. You're following the Lord. Don't waste time thinking too much about yourself. Father Robinson called it spiritual navel gazing, looking at your belly button, as it were, physically staring at yourself, thinking about your own perfection, thinking about your prayer all the time. No, be courageous, focus on Christ, follow him. In due time, the Lord will raise us up. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.